from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know, you've been hanging with this baseball team all summer, and they provided a very, very entertaining product, I think, throughout the summer. But yet, right now, all that goodwill, all those good things that you were seeing kind of went flat on this last road trip when they lost, you know, what, 5 out of 6 games. So something's got to turn around. I feel good about them being back home. I kind of feel good about this series against Texas. I don't know what awaits them on the other side of this, knowing that all those games are against Kansas City. Look, we could be sitting here in, what, 10 days, 15 days, and they could roll right through Kansas City, and you'll look at that and you'll be like, oh, I feel so much better. I was a little worried there. They hit the dog days of summer.
Giving them the wave. See ya.
See ya. Peace.
It was fun. We'll talk to you in April.
I just don't have that complete confidence in this team and where they're going right now. And I think some of it's natural. I mean, look, you got a rookie manager, and I know he had a great start, but right now he's got pressure on him to make right decisions in crucial situations. Like, I love the way that he played against New York when they won in extra innings. I'm like, yeah, there's a young guy that is willing to go for it. It's going to do whatever it takes to go out and get it. But when it was all said and done, they lost the series. And I don't know if you – and the way they hit the last two games, it doesn't matter, right? I'm glad they grabbed the one win while they had the opportunity. Otherwise, the Twins and Royals are breathing down your neck even more. So I'm appreciative of the fact they got that one win. But you're back home. You're a good team at home. You're 18 games over 500 at home. You need to show it on this series.
You got a team that's coming into town that's meh at best, I think would be the polite way to say it.
Although people are looking at us as meh right now, too. So, true?
No. You're in better shape than Texas is. I mean, Texas is having a conversation about offloading players that they may have to pay next season to do the old Angels thing, which is how you got Lucas Giolito and Matt Moore and Ronaldo Lopez last season. Like, the Rangers are having that conversation right now. So, for all you know, you could have one group that you're going to go up against, and then on Saturday, a whole bunch of those guys could be on waivers, and you could see a whole bunch of kids that you've never heard of before in your life. Like, the Rangers are in a really funky place. And, yeah, you need to win. You got to play the teams in front of you, and if you can't hit, you're not beating anybody. But here's an opportunity to get you back on track. Here's an opportunity to get rolling once again.
I see it. All right, let's see what you think. Because, again, I'm kind of in that, you know how you were, like, limbo about Deshaun Watson playing tomorrow? That's where I am with the Guardians right now. And I want to believe.
Are you numb?
Yeah, I'm numb.
Oh, no.
I'm numb. I want to believe. And they've got a chance to make it so I'm not numb, right? It's all right there in front of them. Just go take care of business. Rob's in a car. Hey, Rob.
All right, Rob.
Hey, fellas, I love the conversation. I appreciate you guys so much. I've been watching the team when Shane Bieber went down and then McKenzie went down. I was like, oh, God, here we go. And I've had so much fun watching them up until the last, like, since the All-Star break. And it seems like it's last year all over again, all those guys in the outfield trying to do their Miles Straw imitation. The guy they picked up is, I saw him, one of his at-bats in New York just looked like I would have done, you know, flailing at the ball on the third strike. It just, yeah, I hope that they can turn it around, and even if they can just keep pace to the end and be there at the end, it'll be a good season. But it just seems like shades of last year to me, and And, you know, they're just, you know, the 10 or 15 points on their batting averages up and down the order that they've dropped over the last 3 or 4 weeks, it's really coming out in a bunch of these shutouts and stuff. It's not been fun to watch.
Rob, thank you. Pretty sure he was talking about Lane Thomas there for a second, but yeah, Thomas had that big hit in the one win. So I don't know. I like his attitude. I kind of like the guy. I want him to succeed. But
he's a really good dude.
I thought the hit that he got against New York was just a giant, you know, like sigh of relief for him, and that maybe you kind of ease into it a little bit. I think it's not that he's not trying.
No.
You know?
Oh gosh, no. He's just not producing. I mean, he is definitely in some kind of a prolonged slump right now that needs to get solved as fast as humanly possible, because you brought that guy in here to draw walks, to play, you know, hit some doubles, to play a fine outfield defense, steal some bags, all that stuff. He came in to be the reinforcement and reinvigorate this team, and he hasn't been that. He's come in to be a wonderful human being, which is what he is, but a guy who's not producing, and you don't need more of those. You've already decided that catcher isn't going to be one of those positions, and you decided that shortstop is going to be a defense-first position too.
I don't know. I'm just looking at those last two games, which you have one hit yesterday and four the day before against
the Yankees. It's not good, Bob.
It's not good. No, it's not. It's not good, let's go to Paul in Cleveland Heights. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah, hey.
Hi. Hey, Andy, two things. Guardians and opening night of high school football. Are you going to the high school game tonight?
I am not. I have a different game I'll be going to, but I have to keep my eye on everything they do. Trust me. I've got my ear to the ground on everything that's going on. We should have a good season there, the Tigers. So,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Real quickly, the last thing on that, if Marquise Davis got robbed for Mr. Football last year, you know that, right?
Yeah, I've had that conversation with plenty of people. Yep. Plenty of people.
And as far as Guardians, I agree with B.A. when he says that most of the decisions are in-game. A lot of the in-game decisions are being called from up above.
Yeah, that's
what he said. Analytics and all that.
Well, he's just saying that they're all predetermined before they even get there, so that it's not like there's a phone call throughout the game going, oh, you need to pull him now. That was already determined before they even walked out of the dugout or out of the clubhouse.
And they made it clear when they hired Stephen Vogt that he would have plenty of support, including Terry Francona as an advisor. Isn't he like still an advisor for the team?
Yeah, we don't talk about it a lot, but he is still around.
All right, Andy, I'll check with you later, man.
All right, go get Trotwood tonight. Big one. You got to root for me. I'll yell for you.
All right,
thanks, man. All right, Paul in Cleveland Heights. I love our little sidebar, Cleveland. I'm sure that there are people that are listening like, I cannot stand to hear another word about Cleveland Heights and Kelsey and then Baskin. Just shut up. Shut up. There are other schools out there. I get it. I understand that. But you got to understand that when I get a phone call like that, it's a bonding period
for
me.
It's a community.
I got to hang on to it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, It's like riding the Harley Davidson and having to give the handshake.
Trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the gold. Is it a gold black? Is it a black jacket I'm getting or a gold jacket? I wonder what do you think?
I mean, I have no idea, but again, I am offering to
Jeff and I. Do you want to help write the speech?
To write the speech.
Oh, you want to write the speech?
Oh, we'll do it. All right. We'll give you the speech going in. Jeff and I will do it. It'll be a good time. Mm. And we'll bring Meredith in, too. That'll be a good time.
All right.
Everybody gets a chunk of the speech.
All right. You're going to write my Hall of Fame speech for me? A lot of pressure on me next month.
Oh, no.
I think you'll be fine.
We're not writing it for you. Oh. We're writing it for us to give on behalf of you.
Oh, you're going to do like my intro speech? Oh, so like if this was the Canton Hall of Fame.
Yes.
The introduction speech.
Yeah, that's correct.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys talked about this already?
Oh, no, I'm volunteering Jeff and I.
Oh, okay.
It might be 85% roast, but, you know, that 15% of us being nice is going
to
be really good.
Dan is doing something called voluntelling us what to do.
Uh-huh.
He has voluntold.
I am or he is?
Dan is.
Dan is voluntelling. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll record it. We'll play the speech back on the air. It'll be outstanding.
I think it'll be available on YouTube, so I'm very excited about
85%
that.
85% roast, 15% us being nice.
It cannot be. I cannot get roasted any more than giving the graduation speech at Kent State. Can I? Is that possible?
I think it's always possible to be roasted more.
You think so?
I think so.
Now I'm going to have to worry about every word I say in the speech. Now I'm very concerned.
Did I get you stressed out for no reason? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. If I thank you guys, will you not rip me as much?
Listen, I can always be bought and sold with a really good cup of coffee. So.
Oh, that's easy then. Okay. I'm not going to have to worry about that. Phelps is going to be all over. You know what's coming.
Yeah.
Right?
You'd have to buy him off with Barberton chicken. If he came in with a big thing of Barberton chicken, I think he'd leave you alone. Me, I don't know if I could be bought off. Yeah, I can. Six-pack will solve any problem.
Mike is in Solon. Mike, get me out of this, will you please? Hi, Mike.
Hey, hi, tight.
Are you high tie tight? Oh, tight, or you just wanted to hear me say it?
Yes, high tie, dude. I saw high tight when he went to the state finals in 75. I'll go back to Lloyd Franklin. I'm all down with the black and gold.
Mark Sack was in the studio the other day, by the way. Yes.
Sack was friends with Bud.
They're very good friends. Yes. Yeah. I think they were in each other's wedding or they introduced.
I am the insider. You know I'm the insider. All the time, don't I just drop knowledge when I call?
Mike, I'm truly impressed.
Hey, yes. Let me tell you something.
This feels like we're putting rubber ducks on jeeps.
I'm not allowed on the Ken Carmen show and get the dude on the 3-7 show. The producer won't let me on there either.
Keith?
It's an electronic child square, and my voice is being cut off. But this is what I want to say about the Guardians.
Go for it.
Totally different team at home. Totally different even home.
Yeah.
If they get an early home run or, like, they steal a run, like, with aggressive base running, they'll get the crowd in it. And we're home for 10 games. I'm just hoping that Eovaldi doesn't shut us down, like, totally shut us down.
All right, so you have new you have optimism. It's not slip-sliding away. That's what you're saying to me right now.
No.
Don't call small sign.
I mean, they're totally – aren't they way different at home? Don't they play way different
yes,
at home?
Yes, they're almost schizophrenic in this.
I know. I've never seen it with baseball.
Yeah, they've got to get the bats going, though.
But they draw on the energy of the crowd. Like, when they get that little Jose chant going, or, like, they can tell, like, the crowd feeds on it. They pick the rally moments now. It's like – I don't know. People have been going to so many games this year, I think that they've caught up, but we'll see. And like he said, Texas is a train wreck.
I hope so. All right, keep your eye on your Solon comments there, Mike. Keep an eye on that Sanders game.
High tie, dude. High tie. What are you talking about?
You live in Solon, though. You got to have a little bit of Solon pride there. You got to have a little Solon. They got a pretty sneaky sophomore quarterback there, Jack Sanders, the kid's name. Sneaky. Sneaky good.
Good to know. Sneaky keep that fast. In the back of my head.
Keep that. You're going to want to
enjoy
write
the
that
Harley
down.
Handshakes as you keep going.
Write that down somewhere. You're going to want to remember that. Nick Shook, NFL.com. He's next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.